because they was really getting messy when they got up there where the snow was right and stuff, you know?
Yes, sir.
They really felt the whole effect on the whole body and stuff. But Allah God, the President of the Master Prophet, Allah Muhammad, through the message of the Muslim, Allah Muhammad taught them how to start drinking and stimulant. Let me tell you something. They can give you a stimulant. That's what the herbs is all about anyway, to get rid of the tendonitis when you start getting drowning yourself with that black coffee.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, anything else? Tune me in on something
else.
Have you talked to the Quran again anymore?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay, another thing I was going to say, we're not going to get into communicating with Sister Ansel Muhammad, so-called Aurora, that much.
Okay, yes, sir.
That'd be to Brother Ansel Muhammad, so-called Jabari.
Okay, yes, sir.
But we won't want to get so involved into that, and then the next thing you know, she wanted to bring that particular person around.
Yes, sir.
And we're not into that.
Yes, sir.
I was just putting that particular thing out there so that Brother Ansel Muhammad, so-called Jabari, and the sister would have, so they could say somebody, they'd have a place to go, and then they can work with the sister a little bit more over there.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Or so you could work with that individual person, Craig, or whatever their so-called name is.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, all praise due to Allah God and the presence of the Master of Allah, keep around 100 seconds for the messenger of the Muslim right now. Now you can understand, too, all praise due to Allah God and the presence of the Master of Allah, keep around 100 seconds for the messenger of the Muslim right now. Why the most honorable life, I'm going to say, you never cut off your hand when you know that you're going to need that hand. And what he's saying there is, if you know that, just like sometimes the most honorable life, Muhammad knew that he was, I got the prison master of Jesus, Muhammad made the most honorable life, Muhammad know that sometime he would have these bronchial asthma attacks and different things. So that's one of the reasons that he knew how to set up the chain of command, so that he was always training someone else to do the talking. And this is one reason that he was always having to train someone else to do the talking and the walking and the writing, so that when these symptoms come down upon his body, he still has someone else that can carry the task out for him.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I know that Allah God and the Prophet Muhammad lost before Muhammad is Mr. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has had the sister, you know, attempting to do that, sir. But they say that they can't keep up with it.
Well, I understand. I'm just still putting that out there.
Okay, yes, sir.
It's not necessary that I'm putting that out there so that you will understand why there is a chain of command and security on top of security.
Okay.
When it's time for that particular one, see, because the one that's really, see, like, all praise due to Allah God and the Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad, especially from the message of Allah, Muhammad, see, the one that's really supposed to have been doing all this writing right now has been spun out onto herself, which is a space cadet, which was Sister Ansel Muhammad, so-called the way the cookie crumbled.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
see, she was an individual for that particular, so you look for another particular individual in that particular criteria with that particular type of understand, or you ease, or you work with that one to set up a communication again to ease it back in, or whatever.
Yes,
but that's
sir.
The one who, or you keep all that kind of writing and computerized things all packed down on it and different things, so you don't have to do so much. And when you find out that your hand is acting like that, Allah God in the prison, Master Muhammad, Chief Allah, Muhammad, especially Muhammad, Allah, Muhammad, calls your wrist to act like that, it's just that he's making known to you that he doesn't have so much for you to be doing too much writing in the first place, but he has for you to learn the value of writing. He calls it to happen to you so you learn the value of writing, and nothing's going to get away from you that you meant to get. And then it makes you know the value of how hard the most honorable Elijah Muhammad had to work under the same conditions, and he still never griped or groaned. Well, they did gripe or groan a little bit because he made a statement. He don't care. He don't know what's taking Allah so long, Allah Master Wallace, Allah Muhammad so long to do what he had promised him to do. But let us just go for ourselves. The son of Elijah Muhammad said, if he want to let the devil live forever, that's up to him.
Yes, sir.
So, all praise due to Allah God. That's why they have what they call MGT, Muslim Girl in Training, before they become to GCC, General Civilization Class, so that you will learn how to become the greatest actor, so you learn how to push that statement out there, to push your voice up, or to push it in so that you don't sound flat sometimes, so that, you know, it's like your so-called child, your so-called children can become suicidal. They can tell when you're depressed or this way and that way, but if they see you look like you're always alive into this teaching, and like you're really amplified, has an impact on them.
Yes, sir.
You know? In other words, it's like that Allah God in the presence of the Prophet Muhammad, Allah God in the Muhammad didn't come to change nothing, but he come in order to fulfill something. If you're sitting on a tank, it's sticking to make you yell. But then you learn that if you sit on, when Allah God in the presence of the Prophet Muhammad, and the message of Allah God in the Muhammad get through with you, when you sit on a tank, you'll learn not to show some kind. kind of emotion. You just know how to get up real easy and move it, but you don't, ow, you don't do that no more, or you don't go through no terrible reactionary thing.
Yes, sir.
But all praises due to Allah, God, and the praise of the Master, one of the teachers, how many stresses are the message of the Messiah, the Platinum. When people say that they want to, when people think that they want to, or when people are watching people who want to, or who are beginning to represent something of intelligence or something of whatever it is, there is certain things that is required, and that certain things, that's why I said, your life and your death is all for Allah, God, and the praise of the Master, one of the teachers, and especially the Messiah, the Platinum. That means through misery, agony, disagreement, chaos, and whatever. As long as you just keep going along, so you learn sometimes. Allah got the prison back about the deep line, humbleness, and the most honorable. I want to learn you sometimes that you have to learn to put fire into your statement. You have to learn you how to put fire into your. Yes, yes. Even if you're not feeling like, yes, yes. But you learn that. Yes, yes, yes. And so this is why he has to take you off and sit you to the side and train you instead of just taking you and putting you before the world to represent him. And you haven't learned to do that yet, but you want a miracle to do it for you. You want a miracle to jump in to you and have you say, yes, yes. He said he didn't come to change, then he come to train you into something.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because just like when I would be down on the ground, when I'm out the first of the deep around the and especially the most under the number, when he started making known to me that it was time for the cutting off of fulfilling the part of the prophecy of drinking the wine and stuff, you know? And when he started bawling me up when I wasn't drinking wine, when I almost got off into the whiskey aspect, the open to the Lord God and the prison master deep around the first for the message of the most under the trying to keep up with Sister Adam on the Silver Adam, and things so I can relate to that particular side and that potency of that royal crown or whatever that kind of stuff was, whatever it was, and it would have me buckled up on the floor. But then when somebody would come up want to ask questions about Islam, I would get up off the floor and come back to life.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Even though I was still trembling to men, I'd tell them, do you see the power of Islam that is taught by, do you see the power of the teaching of Allah, God, and the prison of Master Allah, Jesus, Allah, Muhammad, sir? Let me explain something. If I would stop right now and start picking and nitpicking and tell Allah, God, and the prison of Master Allah, Jesus, Allah, Muhammad, is messing with the Son of Allah, and allow me to nitpick and nitpick and pull Sister Asimov or someone else call and have Sister Asimov, so God, Donna, Thompson, she'll find out she would lose all of familiarity with the rest and she'd be amped up talking Islam.
Yes, sir.
She just had to talk, but it's different when you got to sit and listen.
Yes, sir.
Because you become that much conscious. Because I've gotten the physical master by the deep of the as you become that much conscious of your wrist. But when you're talking, you lose sight of the body when you're talking, especially when you're talking to Islam about Allah God and the prison master of the deep of the especially the most underbred hummus. You lose sight of the body because you get into the mental, mathematical aspect.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, all praise due to Allah God and the presence of the Master Bala Jesus. That's why you learn how to act. That's why you have one another. You teach one another signs and symbols. If one say, well, I'm talking about now, I can't see more. That's one reason that you got to keep yourself a chart, too.
Yes, sir.
Chart is what I mean. But you don't let anybody else know about the chart, what you do. That's why you got to have your own private compartment. You go and get yourself the science of astrology and numerology, and you work these patterns so you know what is your best day for this, so that you can work, even though that don't necessarily apply. It just gives you a little bit more knowledge of your body, and you get a book on everybody, and you start following it. That's why we're going to eventually have to have this computer thing and device where only the head can use it, so that you can find a way so you can check out each and every day and have a chart date of yourself, and you can write out to certain people and have them do, you know, you can write to the astrologers and different things, have them do charts of you.
Yes, sir.
Can
you understand what I'm saying? And charts of certain people until you learn how to do the chart. That was one of the things that Allah got in the presence of the Master of the Deep, Allah, Muhammad, his message, Muhammad, his message, was going to have, instructed to Sister Anne Samama, so-called way to cook it, cut up the Sister Anne Samama, so-called Donna, so that they can put this thing and correlate it so that you would have a chart and learn how to do the chart so you wouldn't have to do that on each and every person.
Yes, sir.
So that you would know, this person here, we know by this sign here, if it says, under this sign here, if it says, look out, today will be a very romantic day. You will meet a tall, handsome, dark person. Then we say, well, we know we're not going to send that person out nowhere today.
Yes, sir.
You understand, we keep this person here, we keep this person here in the kitchen today.
Yes, sir.
You know, you wouldn't say, well, I'm going to send a sister down to the store with the other sisters to get us. No, you, she might meet a tall, dark, handsome person and turn her. So therefore, it's the better know of how to manipulate around those certain things.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
an astrology, we're not an astrology believing person. We are an astrology knowing person, that astrology is numerology. And numerology, you understand what I'm saying? It's, can you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Astrology is astronomy.
Yes, sir.
You know, and astrology and numerology, all that. And then when you learn that, you learn the names of each person, because it tells you even your name relates to something once you break the numbers of your name and stuff down. Then you want to learn the penmanship of what you're writing, how to read people's writing. You're supposed to utilize every means and understanding what we're dealing with our people.
Yes, sir.
To utilize it for our good, for dealing with everything. So that means you have to, you're enrolling in school again.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to learn all this, how you can give a psychological breakdown of a person by just reading their letter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you have to go out. All that was your knowledge in the first place, and it's not a separated knowledge. It all goes together.
Yes, sir.
So then you have to learn the science of colors.
Yes, sir.
You know? So you know you got to, so you got to have somebody. And that, let me say this, that is not your particular role, Sister Anselm, I'm a so-called, Lorraine.
Yes, sir.
But it is, Sister Anselm, I'm a so-called Donna, or another person like Sister Anselm, I'm a so-called, the way the cookie crumble, or the way the cookie crumble, went about God in the prison, that's the water, deep mama, and it's blessed in the most honorable night, mama, drives her back in.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying? Whether you like it or not, that's what she's a space cadet, that's why she's called a space head in the first place, the head among the stars. So that's a particular field. You can't take that particular field away from it.
Yes, sir.
But she's unable to remain grounded. So therefore, she is strictly a space cadet.
Yes, sir. Like Adam, first master, I'll see Father Muhammad, Messenger, my son, Elijah Muhammad, through the Mocha Trojans, Master J Man, sir, had myself as so called Lorraine, and I think one of the other sisters, we were speaking about it last night, how she did all of, most of the writing and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, well, see, that's her task. You know, it's not yours. See, yours is instructed, sitting there like that. You went through, but see, that's not necessarily your job. That's why I got in the presence of Master Waters, Deep Love, gave you a tendonitis in your hand.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, it was a task that it was good at your particular time for a particular way. Your thing is teaching children and teaching how to do proper mathematics and stuff. And proper, you know what you learned in school in Berkeley.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
sir.
Teaching them the proper way to talk. It didn't say that Jones was to do that writing, all that writing. No.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it has to make known to you, and then you say, well, oh, this is one thing, because you got to remember, if we're one body, one mind, and one soul, and you got to remember this here, if you are like my close, very, very close associate, you know, that Sister Anselm, I'm the so-called, if I'm the mouthpiece, and then, and you are also my very close associate, like husband and wife, then it didn't say I did no writing.
Yes, sir.
So, how are you going to do some writing?
Yes, sir.
How is Sister Anselm? That's one reason that Sister Anselm and Sister Anselm is not too good of a writer.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And since you were such a good writer, and I got in the present after Mother Deep Love, I'm just messing with Mother Deep Love, I got the nipple in the wrist.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I got to do something with her, because she got one of them writing hands in the first place, so I have to cripple her in the wrist aspect. So that's why you said, well, oh, this is why Allah God in the presence of Master Wallace Deepa Rob Muhammad is messing the most out of my is causing this to happen to me in the wrist.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Look at it, it's just a confrontation. You got to say, well, now, what is Allah God in the presence of Master Wallace Deepa Rob Muhammad making this happen? Just like Allah God in the presence of Master Wallace Deepa Rob Muhammad is messing the most out of my mind. The reason that he put the most unbelievable Muhammad by him trying with the experimental disease, he got that bronchial asthma, he did it in that particular mannerism so that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad wouldn't be running around talking so much and would be somewhere off to the side in order to do some meditation, because in order to fulfill the prophecy that Moses didn't show his face too much. And then since he felt as if he was uncomfortable and wasn't able to speak right, he put him in a position so he didn't have to do that kind of speaking, and let him know, put someone else out there to speak for you.
Yes, sir.
Can you see the science in it?
Yes, sir.
So that's the way that he put it. And that, see, he made it. Allah God, the prison master, Allah, Allah, Muhammad, especially the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, made everything that my mind and my behind would need in the nucleus of the surrounding of me, in the head part, in the mouth, that I would need in order to master communicating and the power of his, he put it back there in the works.